We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Mike McKenna is a columnist for the Washington Times. He wrote about this. He is the president of MWR Strategies. Kind of looked into the details of this. Hey, Mike. Mike, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Excellent. I was reading one thing I read in the Wall Street Journal today was about how you do have billions and billions that are going to go to the factories for these EV makers, so Tesla and all the other manufacturers, but they've actually taken away or at least harmed the tax credit that a bunch of people could get if they buy one of these EVs. And even having said that, who's getting that tax credit? People who can afford, you know, $75,000, $85,000, $105,000 EVs, right?
Yeah, it tilts pretty severely to the upper income folks, right?
Absolutely. All right, so what else did you find in this particular, well, first of all, the naming of it. Let's address that, because obviously this was done for political purposes, because most people will never realize how ironic it is, correct?
Yeah, you know, there's been a bunch of analysis done on it, some by the guys at Wharton at Penn, some by the Tax Foundation, and they've all come to the same conclusion. It's not going to have any. Some by Moody's, they've all come to the same conclusion. It's not going to have any effect on inflation at all. Right? It's not going to. If anything, it might increase it in the first couple of years. So, you know, you start off with that kind of lie, it's hard to get over it, right?
Absolutely. So when it comes to taxes, because this is one of the cornerstones of this, and we've heard Joe Manchin sort of defend this and say, look, this isn't going to raise taxes on anyone. We're keeping our promise. What do you find there?
Yeah, that's a lie, too. You know, just the bill itself, right, says right in it, hey, we're going to raise $400 billion in new taxes. And it creates a new corporate minimum tax, probably the most important tax policy change we've done in 25 years in this country. And we did it without any conversation. And, you know, your listeners know, you know, I know, everybody who's over the age of 20 years old in this country knows taxpayers pay taxes, right? Companies don't pay taxes. They ultimately all roll downhill to taxpayers.
Well, that's why I would actually be someone who's in the camp that would roll back the corporate tax to zero. But this is a class warfare game, right? It plays well when you talk to the American people and you say, these corporations aren't paying any money, right? They need to ante up just like the rest of us, not realizing the effect that has on prices that we pay or on, you know, the amount of money they can pay their employees. But the claim there always is, Mike, that they're not doing that anyway. They're just taking the profits. So this is just something that's fair. It's always framed around fairness, isn't it?
That's right. And you know, the funny thing is, again, lots of analysis on this, just on the bill in front of us. Tax Foundation, Tom Phillipson over at the University of Chicago, guys at the Heritage, you know what they all found? Effective tax rate's going to go up for everybody, all quintiles, right? From the lowest to the richest, every citizen is going to wind up paying more money. So it's, you know, the thing about these analyses, they're not disputed. You know, it's not like somebody else got up and said, no, you're missing something. No. All this stuff has been coming out for the last 3 or 4 days, 5 days, and it has not been disputed by the other side at all, which tells you that it's legit, right?
Yeah, look, I don't even think they care, because it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, so they can keep repeating that over and over and over again, and they're going to fool people. But it really should be the Climate Change, you know, Fear Act, because the majority of this bill, I don't know what the percentage is, but a healthy portion of this goes to climate change nonsense, doesn't it?
Yeah, about almost exactly half, right? Almost exactly half. Theoretically, some chunk's going to go to deficit reduction, but that's purely speculative and probably not going to happen. So about $370 billion of the $750 billion going to wind up going to, I'll call it climate change if you'd like. Going to address climate change.
Well, what's the ROI on that? What is the what for the people who think this is the right way to go, the Joe Manchins, the Biden administration, the Democrats who support this, what do they actually think is going to happen here?
Yeah, well, I mean, what they think is going to happen is they're going to get to send off tax payer money to their donors, which is of course, what's really going to happen. You know, is it going to actually do anything about climate change? There's no evidence of that. And even if it, right, the two analyses have been done on it, have been done by Democratic firms, and one said, well, the range could be anywhere from zero to 500 million tons. The other said the range could be zero to a billion tons. Like, okay, so it could be zero is the bottom line, or it could be a billion tons. And even at a billion tons, you're still spending $3,500 for every ton you reduce. That would be the most expensive way to address climate change that we've seen on the planet so far.
What's the total, Mike? Remind me what the these numbers are so astronomical. We're short of a trillion, but it's 800, north of 800 million. Is that what we're talking about here? 800 billion. I'm sorry, 800 billion?
For the bill, you mean?
Yeah, for the whole bill.
Technically, I think it scores at $740 billion, but it's going to wind up being $800 billion before it's all over.
So we have a situation where we spent a good portion of the beginning part of the summer talking about trying to make schools safer. And that seemed to be on a lot of people's minds, and we had ideas, and then you get gun control out there. And it doesn't seem outrageous to me to spend, I don't know, $50 billion, $75 billion, $100 billion, $150 billion, $200 billion to make schools safer and to make them, you know, less soft targets. But we're going to just give all this money away, as we've been doing here for the past several years, to special interests. And now, mind you, the Republicans are pretty good at this sometimes as well. But I don't think the American people have patience for not hearing that there's money for some other things that might actually help them. And maybe they're on to this administration just a little bit. At least I'm hopeful.
You know, the funny thing is the senator who made that argument the best, the argument you just made, he made it the best, was Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie Sanders went through his laundry list of stuff he'd like to spend $800 billion on. And at the end of it, he's like, I don't want to hear that we can't afford stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And he, you know, my column right before this one was entitled Senator Sanders is Right, because that he is right. You know, it's we're now kind of locked into this ridiculous conversation where the priorities of the senators wind up getting addressed, not the priorities of the American people.
And if you just kind of go through these behemoth pieces of legislation, and again, I'm going to put some blame on the Republicans as well. Nobody ever knows what's in these packages before they vote. The president doesn't know what's in here. There's so much. It wasn't vetted whatsoever. There weren't pros and cons. Hey, maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. It was just the staff and the special interests put it together. It gets voted upon so they can call it the Inflation Reduction Act, and then the trouble starts after that. I mean, and this is on repeat, right?
Yeah, let me give you a real specific example of this case that sort of makes your point. The draft legislation came out last Thursday night, was 350 pages. I know because I read through it Thursday night while I was watching baseball. I think I was watching the Yankees lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was a great night. I was there at that game. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm a Yankees fan, so I had mixed feelings about it. Anyway, so 350 pages. The bill they voted on Sunday had 700 pages. I have no idea what's in those.
Yeah, how did that happen, right? It just started multiplying.
Yes. And so it's not even right to say the staff knows. You know, some collection of staff all have a piece of the puzzle, but literally nobody has any idea what's all in there. And you never know until, like, 3 months from now, somebody's going to be like, hey, did you know that provision's in there? No, I didn't know that provision's in there. And I'll give you one more specific example. Right now, as the bill's written, as the legislation's written, there's not an electric car for sale in the United States that is eligible for the tax credit.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And that was one of the things I saw. I mentioned that Wall Street Journal article that, you know, I guess, this is what they said. They said the tax credit could benefit Tesla because it's got such a huge market share, 70% of the market. But let's see here. This is where it gets specific of, and I have to go on down, and I'm not really up to that spot. But they said like 70% of the credits that were available before this bill would not be available the way they wrote this.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, you have people in tax world who say it's worse than that. That no car that's on the market right now is eligible for this tax credit. And that's what you get when you just let one or two people draft stuff, because nobody's looking over their shoulder and saying, I think you made a mistake. You know, it's It's sloppy. It's lazy. Everybody does it. It's bad for Congress. It's bad for the Republicans. It's bad for the Democrats. It's worse for the citizenry.
Absolutely. Mike McKenna with The Washington Times, the president of MWR Strategies. I appreciate it. We'll see how much of a mess this becomes. I'm going to predict a pretty good mess, right? Thank you, Mike. All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.